Judging by her book sales, millions of Harry Potter fans consider author J.K. Rowling a genius. Rowling yesterday delivered the commencement address at Harvard University, but many graduating seniors grouse that she was unworthy of the honor. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
From the way she started, you might suppose that J.K. Rowling herself had doubts as to whether she was up to the challenge.
The first thing I would like to say is thank you. Not only has Harvard given me an extraordinary honor, but the weeks of fear and nausea I have endured have made me lose weight.
With humor and poise, Rowling went on to speak of the challenges she's overcome on the way to her success, and she extolled the power of imagination to help right wrongs around the world.
We do not need magic to transform our world. We carry all the power we need inside ourselves already. We have the power to imagine better.
She's a rock star. She's definitely a rock star.
When it was over, graduating senior Ross Lipstein, who basically grew up with Harry Potter, was as thrilled by Rowling as classmate Ken Ferguson was inspired.
She touched me, definitely, without a doubt. I was crying a little bit. I tried to fight it, but J.K. just brought it out.
But to other seniors, the guest of honor was, well, not quite magical.
Lame. I mean, like, I think we could have done better.
Computer science major Kevin Bombino says Rowling lacks the gravitas a Harvard commencement speaker should have.
You know, we're Harvard. We're like the most prominent national institution. We should be entitled to, I mean, we should be able to get anyone. And, you know, in my opinion, we're settling here.
Rowling was chosen by Harvard's alumni. President Drew Gilpin Faust applauded her for doing more than anyone to inspire young people to read. But senior John Hyman says she doesn't measure up to past commencement speakers like Microsoft founder Bill Gates, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, or other heavies in politics, science, and the arts.
She's not like a Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist. She writes children's books that are like very formulaic. And it's kind of like not in the same court of the things that we as Harvard students really talk about. I just don't feel J.K. Rowling is really kind of what we want here at Harvard.
That was a terrible thing to say. They're just a bunch of muggles.
Using the Harry Potter term for ordinary folks without the gift of magic, 10-year-old Alistair Beeson lobs one back at Rowling's critics. He skipped school, dressed up in his Harry Potter best, and flew in from New York to hear Rowling speak. He says Harvard seniors who have a problem with Rowling are actually the ones with the problem.
Booey on them for saying that she's not important.
They're just missing something, huh?
Yep, no common sense.
Maybe it just skipped a generation. Parents and alumni seem to see the wisdom in selecting Rowling. As 1983 graduate David Epstein put it, the grumbling just proves that even Harvard graduates still have a lot to learn.
They'll grow up. They'll continue to have a broader worldview and understand that there are many, many ways to contribute.
It just goes to show you don't know everything the day you graduate from Harvard?
Well, that's what they say, is that the freshmen bring so much, the seniors take away so little.
That very notion makes many at Harvard cringe. As one graduate put it, we're going out in the world now, and all this arrogance and grousing about J.K. Rowling isn't going to help our reputation as a bunch of intellectual snobs. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Thank you.